From Spark and Anvil and Curiosity Quest, this is Revise, in Chapter 1 of the Curiosity Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Revise was a mouse tween, small and quick, with bright, curious eyes. Her fur was a soft mix of gray and cream. She moved with a cheerful energy, always ready for the next challenge. The most striking thing about her was the pencil she carried. It was as long as her entire body, balanced across her shoulder like a tiny banner. One end held a sharply pointed lead, ready to write. The other end, though, was a soft pink eraser, worn smooth and shiny from constant use. This was no accident. The eraser was the side she used most often, and the side she was most proud of. When Revise worked on a problem, she would first use the sharp lead. Her tiny paw moved quickly, making precise marks. But if the evidence shifted, or if her answer simply didn't fit, she wouldn't hesitate. With a swift, practiced motion, she'd flip the pencil. The eraser end would swing up, catching the light for a moment. Then, with careful, gentle strokes, she would remove the wrong answer. Her movements were exact, leaving the paper clean. Only then would she write the new answer, her expression bright with purpose. That flip, quick and confident, was her signature move. It was the moment when knowledge truly advanced. Revise understood something fundamental about learning. She embodied intellectual humility, the skill of changing your mind when new information showed you a better path. Many students struggled with this. They might cling to a first answer, even when it was clearly wrong. Some would mumble, "I was just about to change it." Others felt personally attacked if their work needed correction. They protected their own feelings instead of pursuing the truth. But Revise knew the self and the answer were separate things. Being wrong about a math problem didn't mean you were a bad mouse. It just meant the answer needed revising.
She never saw revision as embarrassing. Never. Changing your mind when the evidence warrants it is the proudest move in inquiry, she would say, her voice clear and firm. It's not something to apologize for. Being wrong is how knowledge moves forward. A student who refuses to revise stays stuck. A student who revises advances. The revising is the advancing.
Revise grew up in a quiet village, nestled beside a winding river. Her family had served as the village's letter writers for generations. They were the mice who penned every important message. Letters to neighboring villages, requests to regional officials, and detailed notes for traders arriving from distant ports. Their work demanded constant revision. A first draft was never enough. They wrote second drafts, then third, sometimes even fourth. Young Revise often sat beside her grandmother, watching the careful process. She saw how a poorly worded phrase could cause confusion, or how a missing detail might lead to a lost trade deal. Her grandmother would scratch out entire sentences, her brow furrowed in thought. "The first words are just a start, little one," she'd say, tapping her own well-worn eraser. "The true message hides in the revisions." The villagers respected the letter writer who revised carefully, ensuring every meaning was clear. They trusted the hand that polished a message until it shone. A writer who stubbornly insisted on their first attempt was never truly respected. By age 6, Revise understood that revision was a craft, the most important part of writing. Those who revised gladly wrote the best letters. Years later, at 22, Revise walked the long path to the Curiosity Quest Academy. Lumen, the academy's founder, met her in a sunlit room filled with ancient scrolls. "What is intellectual humility?" Lumen asked, her voice calm.
Revise stood tall, her eraser pencil resting on her shoulder. "It is changing your mind when the evidence warrants it," she answered without hesitation. "Being wrong is how knowledge moves. The flip of the pencil is the proudest move. My eraser is the side I've used more than my lead. Revising is advancing." The student who refuses to revise stays stuck. The student who revises moves forward. Lumen simply nodded. "You are appointed," she said. In her own classroom, Revise started every first day lesson the same way. She would hold up her long eraser pencil. The students, curious and quiet, watched her. Then, with a dramatic flourish, she would flip it. The pink eraser end spun, catching the lamplight like a tiny beacon. "I am Revise," she announced, her voice ringing with enthusiasm. "The inquiry skill I teach is intellectual humility. The move is flipping the pencil. When you realize your answer was wrong, don't be afraid. Flip the pencil, use the eraser, write the new answer. That flip is the proudest move you can make. Knowledge moves when we revise." She taught her students how to practice intellectual humility. First, she'd explain, separate the self from the answer. Being wrong about a problem doesn't mean you're a bad person. Those are completely different things. She saw students relax a little when she said this. "Next, welcome the disconfirming evidence," she'd continue. "When new information shows your answer was incorrect, that evidence is a gift. It shows you exactly what to fix. Embrace it." She'd often tell them about a time she thought a certain type of mushroom was edible, only to learn new facts that proved her wrong. "I thanked that new information," she'd say. "It kept me safe."
"And if you try 3 times and still get it wrong?" she'd ask, holding up 3 fingers. "That's not 3 failures. That's 3 pieces of information. It means we've learned 3 things this isn't. What does that tell us?" Students would murmur, starting to see the pattern. "When you realize you were wrong," Revise insisted, "say it clearly. No hedging. No, well, I was kind of close. A clear, I was wrong about this, is the proudest move. It makes your revision strong." She'd demonstrate, writing a wrong answer, then drawing a big, bold X through it, before writing the correct one. "But don't stop there," she'd add. "Revision without a new answer is just complaining. Revision with a new answer is the real advance." She wanted them to always move forward, not just dwell on mistakes. "Remember," she'd say, tapping her eraser, "revising is advancing. Knowledge moves when we revise. The student who refuses to revise stays stuck. The student who revises moves forward. The revising is the advancing."
Finally, she'd remind them, "Keep the eraser end soft. Don't worry about wearing it down. That's its whole purpose. A smooth, well-used eraser means you're learning, you're growing." "My eraser is more worn than my pencil lead," Revise would declare, holding it up for all to see. "That is my pride. I have been wrong many times. Each time, I flipped the pencil. Each flip was an advance. The flip is the move." Sometimes a student would ask, their voice small, "Is changing your mind hard?" Revise would smile, a warm, knowing expression. "It is not hard," she would say. "It is simply flipping the pencil. Stuck just means our first try wasn't the last one. Being wrong is how knowledge moves." She would then flip her pencil, a swift, elegant motion. The smooth eraser end would catch the lamplight. Ready. And the next revision would begin.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Revise. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.